This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. As the COVID-19 caseload increases, so does the pandemic's effect on mental health. Mental health professionals are concerned about a wave of post-traumatic stress disorder, anxiety, and especially depression. To consider this issue and some ways to cope, we spoke with Risa Weisberg, a professor of psychiatry at Boston University School of Medicine.
Depression is a natural response, and sadness is a natural response to loss. And we are really seeing widespread loss associated with this pandemic as well. And whether that is tragic loss of lives or, for most individuals, the loss of things that they enjoy doing, things that they are, their activities that they're typically engaging in, loss of their routine, loss of the things that give them joy, and more troubling, I think, the economic loss and the loss of jobs, employment that this pandemic is likely to affect in, for a long time in much of our population.
What do you think of in the way of preventing that surge?
When we feel like things around us are unpredictable and uncontrollable, we're much more likely to get anxious and depressed. And right now, so much feels unpredictable and uncontrollable. So control what you can. Try to stick to as normal a routine as possible. So don't spend the whole morning in bed just because you have no place to go. Watch what you're eating. Watch how much you're drinking. Try to get enough sleep. Try to get some daily exercise. Limit how much time you're spending watching or reading the news if that's making you incredibly anxious, which for most people it can be. And really focus on connecting with other people as much as you can, especially if you live alone right now.
What do you see as the mental health picture for children? You know, what sort of advice would you have for adults about how to navigate through the pandemic and help children, of course, maintain safety without creating some mental health issues that might be more long-lasting?
So I think for parents of young children, children who are possibly not really fully comprehending what's going on, those kids are likely to take their cues from you as a parent. And one of the things that is so powerful for parents is the ability for your younger child to see you as the source of control and predictability in their lives. This is a great time to keep that up and to take advantage of that, because that sense of controllability and that you have it together and that your young child doesn't need to worry about those things is really powerfully effective in terms of keeping kids emotionally well right now. And I am definitely concerned about the effects on teens in particular, tweens and teens right now. And there's a number of reasons for that. One is it's really normal at that point in your life to get most of your feedback, most of your ideas about who you are in the world from your peers rather than from your family. And most of your social support really in teen years, your important social supports are coming from your peer group, not as much from your family. And so that isolation from peer group for teens is really particularly hard on them. It's not a time when it's easy to be separated from others your age. There's also just the fact that the teen years are the years when depression and anxiety disorders often onset, depression in particular. And so it's a time of high risk for teenagers.
So that is the concern. What helpful advice might you have for teens or for adults to help ward off some of those, you know, difficult consequences?
I really think for teens, the advice is very much the same that it would be for adults, right? And so, and it may be harder for your teens even though to engage in that. So I know left to their own devices, most teens will stay up all night and sleep until about noon or one in the afternoon. So helping your teens to really keep to some kind of a schedule, to be getting some degree of exercise during the day, to connect via social media. They're great at this with their friends and their peer groups.
Professor Weisberg, thank you for taking the time to speak with us.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
Risa Weisberg is a professor of psychiatry at the BU School of Medicine with expertise in anxiety disorders. This is 90.9 WBUR.